Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What would you do? That is the question.
What would you do?
It was only recently I learned that this is not the theme song for What Would You Do on ABC with John Quinones.
Definitely not.
I mean, I 100% thought it was.
No.
For a decade.
It's from an old Nickelodeon show from the 90s.
Oh, and that was the only one, right?
Too. No, you're in with me? Yeah, okay. I didn't know that until just now.
I always chalked it up in my head as like, well, that show came out in the 90s and things were weirder then. I don't even know if that's true that it came out of the 90s. It might have first started appearing on 2020 then. All right. Who's been on jury duty other than me? Anybody?
No. I was called for it, but I was not picked.
You were groomed because of your many biases?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Gosh, that was during the jury seating section when I was on jury duty. They had randomly drawn people from the pool. Like, you have to go through, like, three drawings just to get into the jury box, into the panel box. And then they were started asking about the case, and one guy just couldn't wait, and he stood up and said, I don't like gay people, because the case involved a relationship between two women. And the judge said, okay, what's your name? All right, get out. There should be, I'm like, wow, you couldn't wait to tell everyone that. I know that some people strategically say that, but that seemed like that was real. That was really from your heart.
Wasn't that maybe one of the, what was that, like, improv comedy show?
Oh, Jury Duty.
Jury Duty.
Show was great.
And didn't they say, like, stand up and say something racist and you'll get out of jury duty? And the guy was like, I don't want to do it.
If you haven't watched that, it's a great show.
Yeah.
It's really good. Okay, so let's say you're on a jury. Let me tell you about the case. You're on a case that is the first seven of 70 total defendants that are expected to go to trial in Minnesota for a conspiracy that cost taxpayers $250 million.
Oh, wow.
18 others have already pled guilty, and authorities have said they've recovered about $50 million in one of the nation's largest pandemic-related fraud cases. Prosecutors say just a fraction of the money went to feed the low-income kids, while the rest was spent on luxury cars, jewelry, travel, and property.
Oh, man, I think the only thing that might get me kicked off this is just hearing that makes me want to fry these people immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, during that trial, it began in April. Defense attorneys questioned the quality of the FBI's investigation and suggested that this might be more of a case of record-keeping problems than fraud, as these defendants sought to keep up with rapidly changing rules for the food aid program. Uh-huh. These seven initial defendants were affiliated with a restaurant that participated in the food aid program. Those still awaiting trial include Feeding Our Futures founder Amy Bach, who has pled not guilty. Now, a 23-year-old woman is on the jury for that. And one day, she went to her front door after a knock, and there was a woman standing there with a duffel bag. And in the duffel bag is $120,000 cash.
Whoa. Oh, yeah. Nothing makes you seem more innocent than doling out dough.
This is yours. If you vote to acquit, more will come to you.
Whoa.
Wow.
What?
So black, would, not blackmail, but bribe.
Bribery. Yep. Yeah. Straight up. Yeah. What would you do? Now, I think this is a no-brainer. Because if you take the money and do it, you have just committed a much bigger crime.
Absolutely.
Not a bigger crime, but now
definitely.
You're... And it's, I mean...
Not worth it.
No.
No way.
But
not
who's
going
to tell on you?
What if it's a setup?
What if it's a setup?
Yeah.
I wouldn't do it. It's not worth it.
No.
I mean,
no,
it's a ton of money.
Not a chance.
Love $120,000 for nothing.
But I like being out of jail, though.
Yeah.
I like not being somebody in a trial.
So what would you do then?
Oh, I'd call the cops.
Call the cops?
100%.
Who were the defendants? Like, what?
Well, there's a lot of defendants, but it started with somebody who started a charity, and they were supposedly feeding kids through restaurants, but it was basically a a scam, the whole thing, allegedly. I don't know enough about it, but this article makes it seem like it was a... People don't seem to be debating. The two of the groups involved, Feeding Our Future and Partners in Nutrition, were small nonprofits before the pandemic. And then in 2021, they combined to disperse about $200 million each. Prosecutors allege they produced invoices for meals that were never served, ran shell companies, laundered money, indulged in passport fraud, and accepted kickbacks. So there's a lot of money that's been pocketed, so they can afford to dump $120,000 on one juror, because if these seven are acquitted, that sets a precedent and maybe makes it easier for others to get off.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No.
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 But then again, I'm also afraid that if I don't do it, are they going to retaliate?
So Hotwing says you call the cops?
Yeah.
What is your course of action, Steve?
Yeah, I'm going to call the cops.
Call the cops.
Yeah.
Kelly?
I'm going to say no, and then I'm going to come in here and talk about it, and then you guys are going to be like, why haven't you called the effing cops yet? And then I'm going to call the cops.
Yeah, all right, so you might need a little bit of a nudge.
I've chosen that path before.
Yeah, I'd be like, this is so sketch. I'm going to tell everybody about it.
Maitland?
Yeah, I'd probably call one of you guys and just be like, hey, this just happened. Like, do I call the cops? And then, yeah, I would call the cops.
This text, I would report the $10,000 they tried to bribe me with. That's a smart move. I mean.
You mean like take it and then report it?
They keep $110,000, but say they tried to bribe me with $10,000.
Okay. Oh, now you're really getting murdered.
But are these the murderous types? Everybody is when they think they might go to prison. Not everybody, but lots of people are.
Well, you get to the point where you're doing some like money laundering in the tens or hundreds of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, this 23-year-old woman went to court and told the judge, which was probably the right move.
Okay.
The U.S. attorney, Joseph Thompson, said in court Monday, this is completely beyond the pale. This is outrageous behavior. This is the stuff that happens in mob movies. Now, a lot of people have said, take the money and then vote your heart.
Again, they said, to be murdered.
This is yours. There's more to come if you vote to acquit. Technically, they said, this is yours.
Yeah,
if you want.
I don't think that you can. I think legally you still can't do that.
A lot of people are saying, well, how are they? What are they going to do? Tell on you? That's bribery. Yeah, they don't seem like scrupulous people.
Yeah, I don't think I would trust them in any way. I'd like not to be owned by some, you know, shady group either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That would be.
Leave me out of it.
There's nothing but trouble with that. Who here or who listening has been on the receiving end of a bribe offer? Or who has tried a bribe and it has worked?
Like a good one, though.
Like, yeah, like it's one thing to be like, hey, can I get a table? Like people do in the movies.
Like, I'll give you a handy for your breadstick.
Okay, then. You know, yeah, Tommy's one-handed clapping from Monday. Man likes breadsticks. Have any of you tried the whole slip money to the person to get a table or get a... No.
I've never felt cool enough to do that.
No, that's a confidence level that I do not possess.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they would just look at me and go, yeah. We don't do that. This is an Applebee's, sir.
I knew.
I
know, and I would like to be seated for good food in the neighborhood.
I'd like great food.
Give me the great stuff, not the good stuff. 1-800-947-3979. A lot of people would keep part of the money. Take $20,000 and report $100,000. Who would give such an odd number as 120? I just can't help but think that the FBI is not going to go, well, all right, everything seems honest here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because as soon as they pinch the bad guy, they're going to say, yeah, just so you know, okay, you've got me. I'm red-handed. I was on a Ring camera or whatever. But also, I gave that guy 120, not 100. So
you could say, well, they're lying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man. That's a lot of trouble.
Yeah, no thanks. I don't have any desire to be mixed up in something. No thanks.
Yeah, this text, I used to be a security guard at a mall, and I busted a girl shoplifting, and she tried bribing me with $200. In hindsight, I should have taken it. Nothing else came out of that job. Yeah. I thought you were going to say it turned into one of those backroom busted for shoplifting pornos.
And oh, like, I love them.
Mm-hmm. I love them. Is that your genre?
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh. God, it does make being a security guard seem pretty glamorous.
Yeah, it does.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, to that person's point, yeah, who cares? Let her get away with it. What are they going to get? They're going to fire you from your big security mall job.
But you've got a job to do. Man, if I had that job, yeah. I'd take it so seriously.
You'd be the Paul Blart.
Yes.
Riding around on your Segway.
That'd be so cool.
Would you like to hear the top bribe to come in so far on the bribe line?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jimbo here. A girl in grade school gave me a Playboy if I didn't rat her out for cheating on my test. Okay. That's the leader so far.
Yeah. That's a good deal.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great one.
What a wildcat she turned out to be, I bet. Cheating on tests, offering Playboys as a booty call. Man, she had a baby at the prom.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Uh-huh.
People are saying, who's to say the original amount was $120,000 on that bribe? It might have been $150,000, and that person may have done exactly what we're talking about. Plausible.
Yeah, maybe.
Jeff in Maine. Jeff, were you part of a bribe?
I was on the giving end of a very drunken, very broken Spanish bribe to get my buddy out of handcuffs in Tijuana.
Oh, wow. You offered a bribe to Mexican police officer?
We were all of 18, fresh-faced, and went across the border to get drunk from San Diego. And at the end of the night, as we're walking back, my buddy goes running past me, and we find out he ducked down an alley to pee on a building real quick. He's quickly apprehended by several Mexican police officers who don't speak much English.
Mm-hmm.
But after a minute, it becomes very apparent they were simply trying to shake down a couple of gringos. And we were able to pay the fine without all the necessary paperwork going back to the station.
How much was the fine?
It was literally the last $20 we had that I'd stuffed under the insole of one of my shoes.
Wow.
Wow, they were easy.
That's quite a trip.
$20.
You must have felt really good coming absolutely, back, huh?
It was absolutely emergency money, but yeah.
Well,
that
was an emergency.
I could have strangled him in the street.
Thank you, Jeff. That's pretty good. Okay, that's the leader. Mm-hmm. John writes, hey, it's John from Kingsport, Tennessee. I don't know if this counts, but I used to run an oil change facility, and the girls from the strip club down the street would come in mini skirts and no panties, and then get out of the car and squat down and talk to the guys in the oil change pit, and they would inevitably get their free oil changes. That's kind of a bribe.
No, it's just...
No, that's manipulation.
They're just... trading goods for services.
Yeah, that's just exactly that's old horse trading is what that is. That's you have flour, I have chickens. You want to trade?
Yeah, that's how we got this counter here in the studio.
We
basically
we showed our cooter to some oil change places.
Yeah, except our cooter was a lawn tractor.
That is true. Yes, this building. So this room, it took a long time to construct, not because our engineer Mike was, not able to get it done more quickly, but because he wasn't given all of the things he needed. And one of the holdups was the furniture that everything would go on, that we sit on, the mostly round table. The design had been done. And so we went back and said, hey, we keep hearing. And the guy who was in charge at the time was pretty infamous for giving out random dates just to get people off his back. Ah, it should be done next week. Yeah. Those elevators will be in by Labor Day. And finally, one time Steve said, I'll bet you $1,000 they're not going to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And then we all went, ooh, blood in the water, and said, me too. And he said, I'm not betting any of you. There's no way they're going to be in.
Right.
So we kept asking about this table, and it kept getting kicked down the road. It's going to be another week. Going to be a couple weeks. And then we found out from someone else that the reason was because they didn't want to pay for the carpenter to build this table. Because it was custom made. So they asked the carpenter what they wanted, and that carpenter wanted a medium to smaller size tractor for their small fun farm at their house. So then they had to wait till they could trade advertising for a tractor in order to trade it for a table.
Mm-hmm.
This is how important the broadcast is
mm-hmm.
to the company.
Yeah.
But it worked.
That all happened in my first year here, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought when y'all first told me that, I laughed. I was like, that is, these guys are funny, man.
It seems made up.
Yeah. And then I realized like a week later, it came up again. And I thought, this isn't a joke. But the way y'all spoke about it was just so funny. No.
Well, what else can you do? Laugh or cry. These are your choices.
And our boss would come in and be like, y'all would be making fun of it at him. And I just sat here. I was like, I have found my forever home. I like this place.
There is no respect for authority here.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
there is respect for appropriate authority.
Yes.
But not for
Michael Scott.
Yeah, not as much
without
there.
The heart. But I take it back. Nice enough guy.
Yeah, I liked him personally.
I can see him having Scott's tots, that same guy. Rick's ticks. Totally could happen.
Definitely.
Almost did the last name because I have another good rhyme, but that's not fair.
Ooh. No, yeah, don't do that.
I just would rhyme it with ciabatta. It doesn't make any sense, but it works. The rhyme works.
Who knows? Close enough. Yeah, I mean,
could be anybody.
The way you carb load a fun run.
Is that fettuccine? Ciabatta.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.